Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, trading podcast, here with our trading expert, Jake. How are you, Jake?
I'm doing well. It's been a really interesting week of content in FIFA, and we've got to see a lot of new things in foot. So we saw these MLS objectives that you guys can see on my screen, at least a few of them. But these look awesome, and it looks like they're going to try to bring these in for lower level leagues, and I just love them because it allows you to play with unique teams to create these objectives just to finish them and complete them. And then you get the players once done. And if you look at this player, Long, he has incredible stats, really, for a center back. I mean, really comparable to the likes of, like, a Langley or something like that. So I think that's awesome, and we'll see a variety of teams that way. But even more importantly for me than the outcome is just having that mode where it's, you know, you get to play 15 games with MLS teams, and it should be theoretically a little bit less competitive. You might discover some hidden gems and might just get to have a little bit more fun with the game. How's your week in FIFA been, Florian?
So, as I was telling you guys last time, my week in FIFA starts on the weekend for the weekend league. I'm usually getting only gold 3. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing after getting gold 3. I feel like the rewards are not really worth it to play even more.
Yep.
But this weekend, I got to play also some rivals game because Saturday a friend came at my place and we played the rivals together.
Yep.
And I've got to get also some points in rivals before finishing the weekend league games. And since Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. since I did the gold 3 rank, I didn't even open my PlayStation. So that's the week for me. It's like only Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I've seen these objectives. They look really cool. Unfortunately, I'm not such a big fan of, sorry here for your fans, for MLS.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for different leagues or maybe different players. But I feel like, so first of all, these are nice objectives.
Yep.
And also a lot of objectives. So you get three players, I guess, right? Something like
that? Yep, you do. You get three. Long, I think his name is Lima down here. You'll see him. Yeah, Lima and then Boyan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, guys, you get like a triangle of MLS players. You get a center back, a left back, and a center mid. So you can also link them quite easily. We got, and Jake will tell us what happened with Opara. We got that one in the Rule Breakers team. Mm-hmm. And also, I think we've got some, wants to watch player on SBC like Matuidi. Yeah, we've got Matuidi. So.
Yep.
If you struggle a little bit, you can get a small MLS site there.
Yeah, and like Florian said, guys, with Opara here, you're seeing him as like number 7 on the most popular on Footbin. And again, to be honest, I'm not exactly sure what brings these players up. It might be searches, it might be buys. I'm not 100% sure, but just know that tons of users are looking at these cards on the popular page, and it's usually a really good indicator of who people are using in their teams. I think people looked at the loading screen today and think that Davies might be featured in Road to the Final, so he's number 1, because they're probably buying up his gold card in hopes that it rises. And sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. It depends on what that Road to the Final is, but usually they go up a lot in the hype and then kind of maintain a status quo for a while. But Oparo's number 7 here, guys, because of those new objectives. Not only can you use him to help complete the objectives, but once you have that Long and that Lima, who are two very good defenders, you can have a nice little triangle, a nice little three defenders there with Opara, Long, and Lima. The only downside is that it's tough to fit a goalkeeper in with them, and a lot of people are going to use icon goalkeepers to get those two center backs together, or at least one of them. And icon goalkeepers are up like 20% from yesterday. I was buying like Van der Sar's at 350, 360. They were selling for like 430 today. because people are trying to force these cards into their team, but it's a little bit tough without a goalkeeper. So you're seeing those goalkeepers rise. Opara went to max price in hype yesterday. Now he's back down. I expect him to kind of stabilize here and then maybe slowly rise with time, because this takes a while to complete. I think this Long is received after 15 games at a minimum. I'm not sure what his exact requirement was, but I know it takes at least 15 games So that means that people haven't done him yet. I mean, he's only been out for barely 24 hours. And as more people complete him, more people will probably grab Opara. And then, like we said, we, of course, have Road to the Final coming tomorrow. So that might also alter people's decisions and teams.
Because, as you can see, guys, this is also the thumbnail. Let me go a little bit into this Road to the Final cards. So, what are these cards, and what do we expect to get tomorrow in terms of valuable players?
Yeah, so Road to the Final is an awesome promotion, and I think it's a favorite from the foot community because it incorporates live football with the upgrade system. So compared to Once to Watch, it's a little bit different because the cards get upgraded off of team wins. It doesn't mean they have to do anything specific, so they're far more likely to upgrade. This is a lot better for defenders. Like, I hope they include quite a few defenders in this because it's hard for a defender to make Team of the Week. They have to usually get assists, goals, clean sheets, etc. And that just doesn't happen all that often, even for some of the best ones. But for this Road to the Final, cards are upgraded based off wins. So based on the screen we see, if Bayern's doing well and Davies gets a Road to the Final, he's going to get upgraded quite a lot. And we already know he's the primary left back in the Bundesliga, and his stats are already really, I would say, overpowered for an 81 rated card. But if he starts going up, it's going to be really insane. It also looks like Rashford was hinted at on the screen. I'm not sure if they'll use him because he already has an inform, but that would just be absolutely insane. A note with Rashford too, guys, if they already have an inform, I think it starts at that level. So it's not going to start higher than an inform if he does receive one, whereas Davies would start as a higher rating. Okay, so like for Rashford, his would start at the inform, the same level, and then Davies would start as the single upgrade.
You know, Jake, life cards are one of my favorite things in Ultimate Team.
Yeah.
Because, okay, now let's say this is the group stage. It will be like they will get upgraded if they qualify for the next stage. But that's quite fast because we have a break now for international games.
Yep.
And after that, in 3 weeks, they play all the games in Champions League. So basically, at the beginning of December, you can get an upgraded Davies, which if Davies is in this team. And probably he will be very expensive. I have him in my squad, Davies, because I have the untradeable Sané on the left side. So they are very fast. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just running with them and passing in front of the post. So that's what everything that I do with them, and they are perfect. Davies is like a tank in defense. So I would play with four Davies if I could.
Totally. And let's say, and we all know that everyone that runs a Bundesliga team is pretty much using him already. So like you said, that card that comes out is going to be insanely expensive because he is by far the best option in that league. And I don't think there's really any debate, especially once he gets the upgrade. So naturally, that should lift his gold price a bit. You'll see that a lot too, especially if a card doesn't have an inform or anything. You'll see their card rise. So I'm trying to think of an example here. Yeah, like if Telez already has them, Once to Watch. But just know, guys, if they don't have an inform already, they're going to be pretty hyped because not only are they going to get the inform stats for this road to the final, but they're also going to get the upgrades as time goes on. So that might lift some of these gold card prices up of the cards that make it into road to the final, which I'm super excited about. I think they'll probably split this into a few week promo again. They seem to be stretching out promos like that. I'm kind of impartial to how I feel about that. It seems to give them some more room for content, and it just more continuous pack sales for them rather than like one weekend every two or three. So I really don't have a problem with it. It's kind of annoying seeing half the team at a time, I guess, but that would be my only complaint.
Yeah, and I was checking Davies because usually it was a concern when you have a player in this kind of, let's say, live cards teams, and he gets too many informs, and the inform gets more important than the live card. But Davies is injured, so I'm not sure if he comes back this fall.
Yep.
So I guess that's a good, if we get him in this team, I guess that would be a very nice input.
Exactly.
And talking also about Road to the Final, Jake, because let's say tomorrow the team comes out, maybe some clues are shown in the loading screens this night, this day, and I want to ask you, what are the moves to do trading wise, and what would you do? I know you may try maybe some risky moves and get in quite soon if you see some good prices, but what else would you advise the people listening or watching?
Yeah, I mean, right now, guys, this year especially, leaks are extremely prevalent, meaning that people have full teams and are getting information way faster than ever. So there's people that are probably going to start receiving like a full Road to the Final team today or tomorrow morning, for sure. And then they'll start spreading that information on social media. It seems like Twitter is a really good, place for it. Not that I like it, and some aren't even accurate, but it seems like they're all over the place there. So what happens, guys, is if multiple people or sources are claiming that Davies is in, that's going to hype his gold card up, where he's going to rise a lot in price, just because everyone thinks, oh, his gold card's going to go out of packs, we should buy him. And with everyone thinking that at the same time, you're going to see a natural inflation. So if you think someone's going to get in, whether it's intuition or based off some hints, and you're pretty early and you see that their price isn't really up, it's usually a good time to buy, because usually leaks and early information just benefit who can act the fastest, right? So right now, I'm going to click on this Davies here just to give you an example. Davies was really strongly hinted at in the loading screen based off the, I believe, dribbling statistic that they offered. So a lot of people are speculating that he is in fact in. And this morning, Davies, I think, got as low as like 24,000 coins, or maybe 25, right in that range. Let's check this out real quick.
Yeah, I've seen Davies at 24 even 1 hour ago.
So. Exactly. So Davies was 24 here, no problem. I don't think it would have been hard to get him at 24 whatsoever. And now he is 31,000 coins. So if you acted right away, guys, at that loading screen and said, okay, I think that's Davies, I'm going to buy a handful of him at 24K, you're already making around 5K profit per card. And if you can continue to do this with other players that are in the screen, it's going to work the same. And it's the same once leaks start coming out and confirming them as well. So that's just an example, and it's whoever acts the fastest. So I wouldn't advise buying Davies at this price, because it seems all but certain he is going to make it in fact. But if you see another card that you think is going to be in and it isn't up in price, you can feel free to take a punt on them.
Yeah, I was checking another thing that I saw this weekend, guys. And that's regarding wants to watch players.
Oh yeah.
Because we were talking about life cards, and man, is it just me, or do I think live wants to watch cards really are very hyped in price before the games and during the games, and if they score, they go even extinct. So what do you feel about that? Do you aim to keep the eye on some players, or how are you dealing with that?
Yeah, so wants to watches, guys, have been absolutely mad this year. I don't know what's in particular is the reasoning for that. I mean, I know they're naturally a little bit more watched early on, just because there's not so many special cards. And granted, we actually have two quite good teams this year, in my opinion, for wants to watch, which really helps.
Yeah.
So for example, Party got a man of the match last game, and people speculated he might get team of the week, and he rose 30k, even though it was just a man of the match. He didn't have any goals or assists, to my knowledge, at all, but he rose 30k just in the hype of getting a man of the match performance. Ziyech did get a team of the week, and his card went from 87k about before the game, and then it went to 170k in the hype, and now he's all the way back down to 120k, and that's just simply because, again, like we talked about, it's the same technique. You're rewarded for how early you buy. If you bought Ziyech right after the game, or even a day after, maybe call it 130, 140K, he might have been that high. But if you sold at 170K, you made really, really good profit. And it's those people that always think that the card's going to rise further once they get their upgrade that lose coins. Because those people are holding Ziyech's they bought at 170, and they're saying, oh, okay, I'll just wait for the upgrade. But because so many people tend to do that, they all seem to lose coins afterwards, because then they'll start undercutting each other. And like we see now, he's all the way down to 120K.
Sorry to interrupt you, I have a small story about ZH.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't watch the game, but I've put on my phone some notifications for the Chelsea game.
Yeah.
And I hear the first notification, ZH was the goal scorer. I turned the fast the TV and he was scoring the goal. So I bought a couple of ZH. I bought like two or three ZH, not too many.
Mm-hmm.
And I even succeeded selling them at 180. So 180
oh, really?
Points. So that was like extraordinary. I didn't even buy them cheap. I bought them like 150 and sold them on 180. So, okay, I did this move and I turned off the TV and I continued my regular things. And I hear the notification for a second goal. And I said, okay, let's check the TV.
Yep.
And when I turned on my TV, it was ZH scoring a goal. And I was like, whoa, he scored two goals. But actually, what I didn't know, they were showing the replay from the first goal.
Oh, really? That's funny.
So I thought he was scoring two goals. So I went on the market and bought like very, very fast, like three or four ZH at 160.
Okay.
And I was like, man, but why aren't they selling so fast? He scored two goals. He's not selling. And actually, what happened? Another player, Zuma, scored, and I was seeing the wrong replay. And what I thought was like, yeah, but now maybe let's hold ZH, because people will hype him up in team of the week predictions and so on.
Yep.
So I kept my ZH, like three or four ZH, until Tuesday, and I sold him on Tuesday for profit, but for the same price, for 160. So, okay. But he went very low. He went like 140, 130 mm-hmm. in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
But because I would have expect like people to hype him a lot for team of the week predictions,
yep.
I went a little. I could have held him more for maybe 190. Mm-hmm. He reached 190 at some point, but yeah.
So, guys, that's a good perspective too. And like Florian said, there he's talking about predictions. And for these ones to watch, really to rise after their game a lot, is when people need to think they're getting in Team of the Week. And there are some really big predictions out. Footbin does one. Some of the big foot sites do them. Some of you see on Twitter. And the cards that they put in are going to rise. So Semedo actually climbed all the way up to 195K, I think, this week. And his situation was really unique because he played a right mid type of position for Wolves, and EA could have gave his inform a right mid card, in my opinion. I mean, they could have done a right wing back, but they definitely could have done right mid too. It's just kind of a toss up. So his ones to watch would have been valued so high because it would be his right back card, and it wouldn't be the new inform wouldn't be a right back. So he absolutely flew in price and speculation he might get in because he did get a man of the match, but EA decided not to include him, and he crashed in price all the way down to like 125K. Now he's rebounded a little bit, but it just shows what happens in the hype, guys, of people thinking that they're going to be in, and that's when you should be taking your coins the majority of the time. Holding through it is a risk. The only time that you can really hold through the confirmation is if you know for sure they're getting a team of the week, or if you're really confident and you think they're still undervalued, but that's kind of a risk to take. I would always recommend selling in the hype for safe profits.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But guys, if you ever make a mistake and you buy like very high a player who did a very well performance, very good performance for team of the week, just hold him until, I don't know, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning is a little bit risky because of the leaks, but Tuesday evening you should be safe to sell him then.
Yep, definitely.
What else, Jake? We have 10 minutes left. What else do you think we need to cover for today?
Yeah, I just want to kind of look at the current team of the week, and I want to tell you guys about something that happened. And we've actually seen it a little bit more this year, and it's just about being transparent about it because it's something I've noticed and it's something that's really evident.
Okay.
So this is the team of the week. It's nothing too great. There's definitely the highlight card of Joao Felix in here, and people love him because he plays really well in FIFA. He's got a ton of hype around his name in real life too. And yeah. He had something really interesting happen this morning where he was pretty much extinct for until rewards, I'll say. So he was extinct until rewards at 300K. And then when rewards came out, because he's a lower rated card, he got packed a lot and he started dropping in price. So he came all the way down to right around this price, right around 200K. And a lot of people started speculating that that was too cheap. And some people posted it on social media. Some people probably posted it, or for sure posted it in their Discord. And as Discords and FIFA trading is becoming more prevalent, that means that thousands of people saw a text that thought Joao Felix was too cheap at 200K. So what happened was a lot of people were trying to get him nearer at those prices. And because so many people were aggressively going for him, it naturally lifted his price. He actually went, I'll click on it here and see what it shows. He actually went all the way back up to 240K in this time when a lot of people were mass buying. And then, of course, you still have a lot of people who just want to try him for their team, right? He's got 5-star skills, 4-star weak foot, so he'd be a really good striker in La Liga. So there's people also just going for his team. So he went down real low, then he went up, and now he's coming back down. And this won't give a whole perspective because Footpin just kind of takes more some more averages along those lines. But he did go all the way back to 240K, but he came back down to 200 within like an hour. So it just shows that those people, whether they saw it on social media or in a group, lifted his price artificially, which was, it's really bad. It's not a good perspective because he clearly doesn't have the demand to be 240K. But they lifted that price by making it appear he did. People were probably bidding 200K for like 10 minutes out, and that makes his buy now price go up. So I've seen that occur a few times this year, and it's something that's really hard to gauge. But one way that I like to do it and that helps me a little bit is looking at the price across these three consoles. And if one of them is way under or way higher, usually something can be a little bit off. All three prices have been really comparable this year for most new informs.
Yeah, and another thing which I wanna point here, I feel like there is also a small delay in the prices, small but bigger than ever delay in prices shown by Footbin.
Yeah.
So guys, if you are checking Footbin, you should also check from time to time also like in the companion app or web app prices or console prices if you are on the console, because there is a delay, and even if it's like 10 minutes delay, if like something comes out on Twitter, like a leak or like a promo or like a loading screen, that could mean a lot of things. And even for listing, not only for buying players.
Definitely.
So to list, just don't just check Footbin for the price, because you might be listing like very low in that moment.
Agreed, definitely.
But other than that, I don't think this Team of the Week. I've played Team of the Week. I've played Foot Champions. I've got two red picks. I've got, I don't even remember who, the 282s or something like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got Gervinho and the German, where is the German player around here? Yeah, the striker, the German striker. His name is Voland.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not really worth it to play weekend league for the Reds if you are not like very good.
Agreed. This is one of the worst team of the weeks I've seen in a while, and EA had an opportunity to buff it with some of those ones to watch features, especially like a Semedo. So I'm kind of surprised they didn't. As you see, there's only three center backs as well and in the main team, so I thought they had some room. The other problem is for left mids, guys, this Gnabry would usually be a lot more, but his pace is downgraded this year. But not only that, right now you also have Sané, Gnabry, and Costa all in the same position, all playing for Bayern. So I think there's a lot of competition there. And we also got this Cunha, who people liked in FIFA 20 as a left mid.
Yeah.
So
and Brazilian, yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of silly because right now in FIFA, and this is just in general, there are so many good left mids. You even got this Teo who looks really good. There are so many good left mids and like left wings. Like we got a Podence as well in Rule Breakers, but there are so few right wings that I'm hoping this road to the final will provide at least one or two right wing options for sure.
And last but not least, Jake, because I have two topics about which I wanted to ask you. I know we are now in November, and actually here in Romania, next Friday, we have Black Friday.
Oh, wow, that's soon.
Like the biggest retailer in Romania is doing Black Friday next Friday. So we would expect that also to happen quite soon also for FIFA.
Yep.
And the second topic is regarding the player of the month for October. They will be released quite soon for League One, La Liga, and Premier League. I saw that there are some very high-rated players in competition there, like I think Mbappe
is, yeah,
is for League One. Not sure who's for maybe Kane or Son.
I think Son was right up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for Premier League. And for La Liga, I think Suarez was one of the contenders, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
How do you prepare for this kind of event? So first of all, for Player of the Month, and the last for Black Friday, if you want to say some things.
Yeah, so EA has made it really actually quite hard to invest for Player of the Month outside of just getting certain ratings, right? In the past FIFAs, it was actually quite fun. They used to ask for like English inform or something quite specific, I guess I would call it.
Yeah.
But now they don't. So it's kind of bland. I liked when they do that. It was fun for investing and it was just fun overall. It gave certain informs more value if they were from top five leagues. But now you can use pretty much anyone for anything, which is, again, keep in mind when I say that it's boring for trading, it's generally good for users because it should save them money in that sense. Like Mbappe, guys, he's going to be extremely expensive, but he's also for a lot of people the best card in the game. I know that some people claim that he is the best card in the game, or at least the best striker. So he's going to get completed. It's just a matter of how they price him. If he's anywhere near his gold card, if he's like a 2 million coin SBC, that's going to get done a lot. If he's upwards of 3 million coins for a small upgrade, he's not going to get done so much. So you're pretty much just banking on how they price them. But because fodder has had such little use this year, and I'm talking about so far throughout the entire year, they've barely done anything, I would expect to see it push up for sure. Just because right now, like 86 to 89 rated SBC cards haven't had much use at all. So when they have some use, they should rise, theoretically.
Yeah, so we might expect also, let's say, icon SBCs this month, right?
Definitely. Yep, definitely. And you guys can see that people are preparing ahead of time. I saw like a 10% rise across some SBC fodder this week just for people stocking their clubs. If you guys want to get prepared and you guys want to store some 86 plus cards in your club, they will surely go up with time. I'm not like crazy about that because you have to hold them for so long and usually miss a lot of opportunities in the meantime. But if you guys are relatively new to trading or you want something safe, I do like that look.
Thanks for that, Jake. Anything about Black Friday?
Guys, Black Friday is mostly turned into like a community event. And what I mean by that is there's usually a crash leading up to Black Friday from everyone knowing about it, from everyone having information about the event, from YouTubers talking about a market crash like MadHD Gamer. So usually you'll see a lead up of panic to Black Friday where cards start losing a good amount of value. And usually there's a time to buy in there. That's really hard to time, but there's a good time to buy in that opportunity. But just know at some point as we get closer, I think the market, especially on like 200K plus players, is going to start falling. So sure, you can sell now and be really early, or I just recommend holding through it because it's kind of like an opportunity cost thing. If you sell your team that's really expensive, but you start losing more rivals games and you start losing more weekend league, essentially you're going to get less rewards and less coins from those rewards. So it kind of evens out. if you're enjoying your team a lot and enjoy playing with them, I wouldn't fluster too much over the buying and selling windows. People do that so much that it causes them to lose more coins than they would gain. So if you're enjoying your team, just keep them. If you don't care that much, sure, you could sell really early and be safe, but that's just my opinion.
Thanks for that, Jake. Guys, probably you remember, you can listen to us also on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. This is all for today. We want to keep them short as in the last episodes. Thanks for watching. Yep. Make sure you leave a comment with questions if you have any questions, and stay safe as always.
Stay safe, guys. Thanks.